The frigid temperatures in Alaska this time of year are not enough to scare off cyclists in that state. More and more of them are heading to recreational trails and to the office on something called fat bikes. They look like mountain bikes on steroids with tires wider than most people's arms. From member station KUAC in Fairbanks, Emily Schwing has the story.
Kevin Breitenbach is giving me a lesson in fat biking. He runs the bike shop at Beaver Sports in Alaska's second largest city. We make our way down a trail that winds through a forest as wet, quarter-sized snowflakes drop from the sky.
Did we agree on eight? 8 degrees?
About that.
And really gray.
Visibility is low, and the snow hides the roughest spots on the trail.
Yeah, you're feeling the trail. A lot of it's like hearing the trail and feeling it and knowing if you're in the middle. It's kind
this
of
bike is Breitenbach's primary form of transportation. When he's not commuting to work, he's racing in ultra-distance events.
Now, if we were out here on regular mountain bikes, you'd just be all over the place. The bikes are set up to be stable, and so you can go much slower and still maintain your balance.
In the late 1980s, cyclists in Alaska were looking for a good way to tackle snowy trails, so they welded three mountain bike rims together. That allowed for fatter tires that almost float on top of the snow. Today, fat biking isn't quite so do-it-yourself. The market for a bike like this is still small, but it's the fastest-growing segment of the cycling industry. At Goldstream Sports, just north of the University of Alaska Fairbanks, owner Joel Booth specializes in cross-country skis and road bikes. But 4 years ago, he added fat bikes to his winter inventory.
The bikes are typically a $3,000 sale versus a ski package, which is much less. So there's more customers in the ski, but the bike market's growing rapidly.
$3,000 isn't just for the bike. It includes all the other gear as well. Things like extra tire tubes, shoes, and lots of winter clothing. It's the fat bike clientele that surprises Booth the most.
Mostly what I see is the backcountry enthusiast and older couples too that are just want to get out and get exercise in the winter and don't want to mess around with skis, and they just like to bike.
That's a little tricky.
That's what I'm saying.
Back on the trail with Kevin Breitenbach, I'm still trying to feel my way through the falling snow.
This is fun.
Hell yeah, it's fun. It's more fun than skiing.
And for Breitenbach, fat biking is even fun when temperatures hit 50 degrees below zero. For NPR News, I'm Emily Schwing in Fairbanks.
This is NPR News.